podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Let's talk about the term high maintenance for just a moment. I remember several years ago, a woman that I was dating, she actually asked me, she goes, "Do you think I'm high maintenance?" And my answer to her was, "I think you are medium maintenance." I didn't call her high maintenance. She wasn't low maintenance. I called her medium maintenance.
Were you lying?
I was lying because she had some of the most spectacular breasts you've ever seen in your life. Mm. And so therefore, instead of calling her high maintenance, I ratcheted it down to medium.
Oh my goodness, Dom.
You know, if a woman is going to ask you if you think she's high maintenance, yes, already she's high maintenance. Just in asking the question.
So I liked it. I said, no. You are medium maintenance.
Now come here, girl.
But Emily, I've known Emily for 4 or 5 years. You've been on the show for 3 years. And I've always kind of held a suspicion that you were probably, you're not high maintenance to work with here. In fact, you're a delight to work with here.
Thank you.
But I know about your life outside the radio station, and I try to project myself as being your boyfriend. And I've realized it would be impossible for me because you are high maintenance.
But you'd tell me I'm medium maintenance, right?
Well, my eyes are up here.
I know. Check it out, boys.
Since I know I have no chance at that, I'll just tell you you're high maintenance.
I would like to think that it's just me being adorable and quirky, but I made a request of Sweet Gentleman Caller last week, and I have to own the fact that I am now on a totally another next level.
So you admit it.
Oh, God, yeah. Gentleman Caller, look, I watch Real Housewives of Orange County, okay? I know that's horrible. He watches nothing but like Travel Channel and History Channel. And so, you know, Chopped for him is like my Orange County. So, okay, we don't watch the same type of shows. One of his favorites, though, is called Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmerman. And I'm looking at the last few episodes of this show. It's this guy, he travels to like these remote, you know, villages, even sometimes big cities, but he just eats the most disgusting, god-awful food.
I've seen this, like bugs and intestines.
Right. So the last episode, I can't even say one of the words, but the last episode was titled Brains, B-Word, and Balls. Oh, crap. That was the word I didn't want to say. Well, and then there was another episode.
He was in the... You're not only high maintenance. You're kind of dumb.
So. I was like, yeah, what's the B word then?
Blood right. was the other one. Okay, so giant rodents and biting ants. Beef lungs and love potions. So it's just really, to me, I'm a pescatarian. I don't eat a lot of meat. And it's
you don't
just,
eat any meat.
It's repulsive to me. So when I get home, he watches TV later at night because I go to bed, and then I get home and he's not home. So I'll go home and I'll turn the TV on, and it's on one of these horrible, repulsive shows. And it's either that or another one that he loves is like Swamp People, where it's these kind of these bayou overall wearing guys.
Hunting
and
they're
going after like these sea monsters, and it's just blah, 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 blah. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. And so I asked Sweet Gentleman Caller before he goes to bed, when he's done with the TV, if he could just turn the TV, the cable, to a neutral channel, like channel seven, you know? Because when I turn that on, hey, it's gonna be Adele. It's gonna be Adele smiling at me. I don't mind Adele.
Channel 9.
She better not be on channel
9. Oh, okay. It's gonna be Mike. It's gonna be Mike. Right. I like Mike. Mike isn't, you know, a giant rodent.
He's not eating a heart.
Right.
So let me recap for our listeners. This is what takes you above high maintenance. Now, the television must be on an approved channel when she turns the power on.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So he has to make sure that he has arranged it so that her little virgin eyeballs, when the power comes on the TV, it's not something that she finds distasteful.
That is
beyond high maintenance.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Yeah.
So is he doing it?
No, he's not. He's
good
laughing.
For him.
I think he's actually, probably he's going to start turning it to something even more disgusting to me just to show me that I'm a little ridiculous.
I hope he leaves it on The Walking Dead or something so you can see some brains being cut, chopped out.
A face being eaten.
Yeah.
that's
a good
meaty
possibility. I know. What suggestions do you have to creep me out?
That happened at my house one time, though, and I got up the next morning, or I got home from work, and I flipped on the TV, and Tim had been watching the night before, and you know what came up? the Disney Channel. And I was like, oh, see, no, what is he watching the Disney Channel for?
What's he doing when I'm not home?
I love that.
That might be even more funny.
That's worse.
He's crying to the Lion King.
Tim and I would be a good match.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.